Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning we talk about one of the Sunday afternoon programs that's given at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, as most people are familiar with calling it. And this Sunday, the 28th, that's April 28th, 2 o'clock at the Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building, will be a program called Saints, Soldiers, and Spies, Women at War. The person presenting it is Pippa White, and some folks around here are going, oh, if it's Pippa, I'm coming, because they are familiar with some of her work. And when we get kind of finished here talking about Pippa, I want to talk about some of the other things that are going on there at the Armory. But Pippa, interesting person and well-trained person, does a variety of shows. She's a one-person show. So she changes her accent. She doesn't have a complete costume change, but she has hats and shawls and things like that that kind of indicate to you that this is the person she's talking about. Well, the program this Sunday, Saints, Soldiers, and Spies, Women at War, she has done a lot of research, and this is the other thing that I think is unique about her programs. This is not something that she just reads off of somebody else's work. She does the research on real people. So she's going to be showing you, bringing to life women who were in the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. And some of those risked their lives as spies. Some of them tended the wounded, and some served as soldiers. So she will be talking, not just talking about, but bringing to life those various women. And she doesn't have any notes. This is all in her head. It's prepared by Pippa. It's presented by Pippa. And for most people who have seen her, just say, oh, I don't know how she does that, but whatever, however she does it, I want to see her again. And she's been doing several shows lately in Southwest Iowa. She does travel all over the United States, giving classes. She's a storyteller, doing these performances, and has great reviews. Recently, she was at the Anita Library, and she was at the Museum of Danish America. And when I first saw her, she was at the library in Elkhorn giving the presentation, The Orphan Train. And that drew a lot of people and said, oh, what a fantastic presentation, and learning about those folks who came to our area on the orphan train. And at that time, it's been several years ago, there were folks who grew up coming to Iowa on the orphan train, and she went to visit with them. Another program that a lot of people like is called Voices from Ellis Island. And of course, her presentation is about children and adults who came from other countries and went through that process at Ellis Island. Now, about a year and a half ago, she gave a program at the Armory called The Resistance Fighters, or Voices of the Resistance Fighters. And they were about the men and women during World War II in France and Poland and countries where they were being those kind of underground resistance fighters. And I remember thinking about how she showed us their lives, and some of them, of course, did not make it through that experience, and others, again, were still living and could tell their stories in various ways. So she is unusual. She is enjoyable. And so you might want to come to see her this Sunday, April 28th, 2 p.m. at the American Legion Memorial Building. There is no fee because the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission is helping support that. And then we have some volunteers who always make some yummy cookies and bars and so on that you can enjoy afterwards and visit with folks. The program starts at 2. It'll be just a little over an hour long, so you have time to still enjoy some of your Sunday later afternoon. Pippa, just a bit more about Pippa. She did television programs as a child. She trained at the American Conservatory Theater Academy and for 5 years hosted a daily morning television show on ABC. Well, that was all on the West Coast. And then she married and moved to Lincoln, and her husband is a professor at the university. And so she said, okay, now that I'm in Lincoln and I, you know, don't have these same connections, what am I going to do? So she started her career as a one-woman show. Amazing, very amazing. I'll remind you again a little bit of the time and place and all that sort of thing about Pippa, Saints, Soldiers, and Spies. So the other thing I wanted to mention that Arise sponsors programs on many Sunday afternoons once a month, and those are September, October, November, and then again January, February, March, April, and then a different kind of thing in May. The programs vary a great deal. The last one that was presented was about military working dogs and had a great crowd, and people were really fascinated and pleased with what they learned there. And then some of you will remember that we talked for 2 months, January and February, about learning about the prisoners of war from Japan and Germany who were in prison camps in Iowa, and one of them very close by Clarinda and Shenandoah. So people say, well, you know, what happened to that? Of course, it got snowed out January and February. So he's coming back, going to try again in September. Now, hopefully, surely, we're not going to have a snowstorm in September. So Chad Tim will be back to talk about those prisoners of war and has done, again, lots of research on it. I'm sure that will be an interesting program. We'll let you know more about that. In between, there's another program that I want to mention, and that is Bada Bada Bing Bang. It's so much fun to say, and it is going to be on Saturday, May 18th at the Armory. Now, this is the one that Steve Liebengood and Marie, his wife, put together that brings those big military tanks and jeeps and who knows what from states all around here come to show off their military equipment. In addition to the military equipment, got a couple of extra special things going on that day. There will be a communication display and at the home front display, and it is soon the 90th birthday of the American Legion Memorial Building, so there will be some birthday cake and a little bit of information about that. Then, in addition, you know, Steve has to keep adding things. There are going to be military games. Now, these have been created by Steve, and they are going to be appropriate for all ages. So if you have a 6-year-old son or granddaughter, or maybe there is a 16-year-old in your family, or maybe somebody older, whatever age, these games will be appropriate. And there's, I think, 4 to 6 different games, and they will be really fun. In addition, lunch is available, and the Cass County Beef Producers will be grilling, so you can come and enjoy that meal. With that, we're going to have baked beans and some chips and some other kinds of things, and that's all free will offering. So put that on your calendar for Saturday, May 18th. As if you can come earlier, but mostly starts around 10 and mostly ends about 3. So come on by. Again, that's a free will offering for the noon meal. Other than that, there is no fee. For folks who've not been to the American Legion Memorial Building, and I keep saying that because that's the reason it is built. It was a memorial to World War I veterans. And I just think it's kind of important that we remember that's the reason we have that building. It and the depot is owned by the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, a nonprofit group who said we need to keep some of those buildings, some of those historical kinds of things, from being torn down. And so when the depot was in terrible condition, we need to show you some pictures of those terrible condition. And I'm going, if I were a volunteer, I think I'd go, I don't think so. But we had a group of volunteers who said we need to preserve this depot, and it and both buildings are on the National Historic register. So both buildings important to the history of Atlantic and Southwest Iowa. And if you're not familiar with either one of them, they are open for tours. Both of them are. And they also have space to rent if you want a gathering. So a little promotion there. But remember, this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building, Saints, Soldiers, and Spies, 2 p.m. Come and see us. Until next time, here's the thought. Never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you make a living. The other helps you make a life.